Blog Talk Radio.
Came down from the sky. You came down from heaven, nailed upon a cross for the sins of all of us. And I can't wait to die. See you up in heaven. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Deep inside my soul is a hunger for your holiness. Took away my sin, threw them in the garbage bin. You are the King of Kings. You are singing, singing. I'm praying in the rain.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Let's proclaim your name. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. The sword of truth, the shield of mercy. And you walking through the holy kingdom of Jesus, being I kneeleth upon the altar, Jesus. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me.
Well, welcome to the show. I come here on bended knee, of course. It is very, very hard for me to do this episode. Hello, internet friend. Good to see you. We only have 25 minutes of this episode on air, and I will try to make this as quick as possible to make sure that we expose Tony F. and Kenneth Fishman. I'm going to say their names for the frauds, for the imbeciles, and for the ungodly people they are. As you know, I am Pastor Veal. I am the co-host of Abba's Home Ministries of Pastor Kent Hopper, and we've been conducting spiritual warfare for many, many days, and I have received countless emails from terrible individuals who have been harassing me and telling me terrible thing. I don't know if I can take it any longer, which is why I'm doing this episode right now with you. We're going to expose Tony F's dirty, dirty lies. It's really, truly a disgusting thing that we have to make this episode in the first place. But Tony F has forced us to do this. Tony F has lied about me and my family. He has suggested that I am not a real pastor. He has called me terrible names. And Farrar won't even join this chat room right now because he is afraid. He's afraid that the word of God is come down upon him. But without further ado, I'd like to take a caller. 843. How are you doing, 843? Who am I speaking to? You're on live with Pastor Veal as we expose Tony Farrar. 843, you're on live. Well, it appears 843 is doing nothing, so we're going to keep him on live so he can come on. And if anybody
Hello?
Else would like to join live... Oh, you're on live now. We can hear you now. What's up, my son?
Yeah, sorry. My phone is doing very ungodly things. I was I was watching this one show, and he turned out to be very angry about someone, but I am not sure.
Now, you're speaking with Pastor Veal right now, and I got to know, what's your experience with Tony F? Has he ever touched you inappropriately, sent you inappropriate emails? Has he ever invited you to an anal party? Because I know that he has sent many, many invitations
well,
to anal parties.
He sent me a few pictures, and he sent me a few invites to a server.
What were
these
pictures of, my son?
Sure, of his I'm going to be civil here and say the Inside Out Donut. Inside Out Donut.
Inside Out Donut.
Yeah. And it was so disgusting. It was like, ah! I don't want to talk about it. It's just, if I think about it, I'm going to throw up.
I can't believe you have seen this donut that you speak of. I find it truly disgusting.
Yeah.
And I can't access my chat right now. This is deeply unfortunate. Hang on. Figure out this chat funny business that has been ongoing. One, two, three. Okay, I got to disconnect from...
You have to disconnect.
Oh, it's not going to connect. Oh, well. You all can still type in the chat room, I believe, and that's a good thing. But I'd like to share with our listeners the first experience I had with Tony F. I was chilling in San Antonio when I was a young pastor looking for a pastor's wife relationship. And I experienced something which I can only say was horrific to me, absolutely horrific. I was walking down the San Antonio Riverwalk, and I spotted somebody who looked like a beautiful woman, a nice Hispanic woman. And I thought to myself, I'm a young guy. I can go up and talk to this woman. Most Hispanics are Catholic. I might be Protestant and a member of the Church of Life. But, you know, this woman just seems real to me. She seems like a real woman to me. And as it turns out, this individual was not a real woman. It was Tony F. himself. And I took Tony F. back to the hotel room without knowing that he was a man. And when things got hot and heavy, and like I said, I was a young pastor here. I was very much straying from the word of God and the word of the Lord. And we took off Tony F.'s pants. There was a full male penis. It was absolutely disgusting. And I was raped by Tony F. We've got another caller on the line. 111. 111, you're on air. Oh!
Hello, it's Internet Friend.
Hello, Internet Friend. It's been very nice going to your group home recently, and I hope all is well.
But the problem is this gang, they've kind of started getting us involved with drugs.
That's deeply unfortunate, and I'm sorry to hear that you've been dealing with the drugs. What are some of the drugs?
They just passed me the bong.
You were handed a bong?
A bong? That's ungodly.
That is deeply ungodly that you were handed a bong. I cannot believe this. And there's been issues with
the devil's lettuce.
Yes.
I agree, but man, this is good stuff.
You gotta stop. That's the devil's lettuce. You've gotta stop it, man. And you've gotta let Jesus shoot ropes to you. Warm, fresh ropes. He will do it. And you need to come to my
church. They said that it was the. They said it was the giggle bush, and I was like, oh, that sounds great.
Well, I sincerely hope you get the help that you need. It's unfortunate that Pastor Kent was dealing with a lot tonight. Now, I want to expose Tony F. for this as well. I know for a fact that Tony F. funds your group home, and that's the reason why you don't have arts and crafts. Tony F. and Kent collect disability and run scams, and one of the scams they did was funding this group home, which they knew was not working out well. And this group home that they funded, I want to bring this up too, they intentionally deprived it of arts and crafts materials, materials for health and safety, and they only wanted to use it as a means to an end to get more money. Because that's what they do. They are the lowest of the low. These individuals are bottom feeders of society. They are leeches. And Kent goes in, or not Kent, but Ken goes in to the VA once a month to collect his disability, even though he only served in the military. He believes that. 1 year, and then he hurt his knee intentionally because he's a little wussy, to get out of the military. And this is a man who claims that he served 4 years in the military and served in several different branches, from the Marines to the Navy to the Air Force, which, by the way, is incredibly hard to do. Now, whoever is making noises in the background, I'm going to have to ask you to stop making those ungodly noises.
They could be working on something.
I think that was Andrew. That was Andrew.
Oh,
Andrew, please stop.
I'm trying to make I'm in the kitchen making a Jell-O recipe.
A Jell-O recipe. Oh. Well, I know you dealt with, you've privately told me this, you've privately told me that you have dealt with a masturbation problem before. And I've been praying for you about that. Esther Veal has been praying for you.
Well, listen, the thing is, Jell-O sounds like the act of whacking the bush. And
we call it fornication. How is your friend Harry Bush doing? I hear Harry Bush had a major lawn accident.
Bush. He was in a lawn accident. And the thing is,
he had some issues of trimming.
Yeah, he was trimming a bush. It was very crowded in there. It had he couldn't really see it. He had the trimmer, the pruner deep in there, and then when he pulled out, his fingers were gone.
Well, that's deeply unfortunate. I know bushes have a way of, especially untrimmed bushes have a way of getting fingers.
And when I came and saw, the bush was all bloody.
Oh my gosh, that is just abhorrent. Now I'd like to give some shout outs to the chat room here. We have Ashley A, my soulmate, internet friend, Kid Cat, Mr. Sparkles. And Tommy Monahan, what's up?
I'm your soulmate.
You are my soulmate. You are such a fantastic call. I cannot express my affection.
I gotta work in that Jell-O mix.
Ungodly sounds in the background because it sure sounds like not making Jell-O to me, and I'm going to let him make his Jell-O in peace. But Ashley, I'd like to congratulate you on becoming really good friends with my good friend, Pastor Kent. It's really nice to see my co-host branching out, becoming friends with some of the callers, and Lord knows he needs it right now. He truly does. He's been dealing with a lot of trolls from Pastor Kent's God Rainbow Ministry. Now I want to talk about another that you all might know a little bit about. Pastor Kent's swastika tattoo. Now, the legend goes that Pastor Kent went to prison because he bought a truck using a dead man's social security number. There's actually an article from 1993 which says, dead man buys truck, live man must answer for it. So this gives you sort of an idea of how scummy Pastor Ken is outside of hacking Pastor Kent and I's show two times on two separate occasions and also sending abhorrent pornography pictures to my work computer of his anus spread wide open with a raccoon peering out and his untrimmed down under.
Oh, my.
Truly disgusting. My daughter has not been the same since looking at her. She rushed into the room and she said, Daddy, Daddy, what is this? And I had to explain to her that there's a very sick man in San Antonio who is sending pictures of disgusting genitalia pictures to me because he's upset.
I have a question.
Yes.
What did his taint look like?
I'm not going to answer that question. That is an ungodly question, and I'm not going to answer it. Disgusting. And I was uploading a bad question sound, but unfortunately it's not going. But you would have heard a whip just then and a man groaning in agony. But, Pastor, where were we? I am very off topic tonight because, unfortunately, I am just as flustered as Kent Hopper right now.
Dr. You were Patrick. Talking about that picture that that they sent with the raccoon.
Well, did hear what happened to this raccoon. This poor raccoon had to be put down. It was killed in the anus of Kenneth Fishman because he's into bestiality. I've also heard the Diamond C. Sable incident and the countless chickens he inserts into his rectum. And they go, bark, bark, and he inserts them into his anus. And it's deeply unfortunate. It is deeply, deeply ungodly.
Wait, what noises did they make again? I didn't hear that.
My son, they went by like beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep. And then they went into his rectal cavity. It was deeply ungodly. Deeply, deeply ungodly. And I cried after seeing that. Bestiality is something that I do not put up with. No way, no how. I'm just absolutely disgusted by the bestiality of Kent. And there was a video he sent of him getting a horse penis shoved up his rear end, and I thought that was abhorrent too. I couldn't stand this stuff. It's just truly disgusting, and I apologize as a pastor for gossiping. But this stuff needs to be out here. This is a man who claims to be a pastor. Not a pastor. He's anything but. He's a fraud and a bottom feeder of society. Now, Bishop Don Cornelius, I see you're in the chat room. I'd love for you to call in and join the show. Call in on 111 if you feel, and I'd like you to share your experiences with Pastor Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman, if you will. I would deeply appreciate that, Mr. Cornelius.
I have some stories.
Yes, my lady. Tell me your story.
Okay, well, first, I don't like the way they allow Doug to talk about, Joshua Higgins. It's very rude.
Yeah.
It's very disgusting. And as the Queen of Darkness, and I was on behalf of anything that is unholy, that is absolutely disgusting.
Yes,
okay, now, here's
peace,
one of my experiences.
Higgins.
I'm having this, another world circus. And I actually had Ken and Tony F. signed on as part of the science show.
Yes, they're a bunch of
but,
clowns.
But I had to let them go. Before we did our first show, because we're doing virtual shows because of COVID-19. But when we started...
510,
hello?
We're on air.
Yeah, when we started...
Yes, we've started. This show is live. We were on air.
Oh.
Hello, Pastor Vail. Tommy
hello,
Monahan. How are you doing tonight?
Ooh.
I'm good. Just. Oh, go ahead.
I'm very jaded about this Mr. Tony Farrar, who has done nothing but harass my friend Kent Hopper, Dr. Pastor Kent Hopper, and has sent me pornography on my computer. Ashley, we will get back to your story very shortly here. We have about 8 minutes left and we can do it. But Dr. Pastor Kent Hopper has been very upset recently, and as you can tell by his show, we are conducting spiritual warfare upon Tony F. and God's Rainbow Ministries, if you can even call it a ministry.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but a few weeks ago I called into Ken's show, and I had to address Ken because he basically put out – He reached out to me to for my services to, you know, mess with Kent. I can't say that he wanted me to, you know, remove him off the board, but not really
hack
the show.
I thank you for not hacking the show thing.
No problem. So, but I don't know if Ken's like, I don't know if Ken, actually legitimately reached out to me by email, or was it Tony Farrar that posed as Kent Fishman? I mean, the spelling was a little little suspect, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, amen. But I received an email from Tony F. another day that did not contain pornography, but contained this. It said, "You dirty Jew, I hope you die, effing," then he said the K word, and then he said the N word, and then he said, "Well, I am busy effing Kenny's virgin boy hole," which I don't think is bird. "I am going to make a cum explosion into it and blast my man load all over his rear end and fill his BP, boy," I guess I will make a rhyme for it, "wussy." "Will fill his
up in his guts
with warm semen." Yeah, it was a disgusting email. Now, Ashley, I figured Ashley could continue with her story before we have to go off air. Continue, Ashley.
Up in them guts.
Yeah, so I just posted it in chat. I had to let them go in my circus because they went in several of my scary props and they were masturbating all over them.
I can't believe that they
were
fornicating all over your props. That's disgusting.
It's supposed to be a circus of fear, not a porno show.
Yeah, they have a tendency to turn everything into a porno show. Let me tell you, there was one time my daughter went to Uganda to go check out the ministry that was going on in Uganda under Kenny's leadership. And I never get explicit on Abba's home because it is a bit less ruthless than I'm being. I'm just laying down the facts as they are right now because I think they need to be out there. And Pastor Kent, if you're listening, I'm on your side 100%. I always have been. And we can call later and discuss this more in detail. But, yes, I experienced something I never experienced before when I was in Uganda, or my daughter was in Uganda. I also went later on. But she said that he would get these little boys, little Ugandan boys, and teach them English, and he would teach them sexual words in English and then consent. But he said that no was yes, and yes was no, and that both meant yes. And so he would say, "Come here, little boy, I'm going to suck you into manhood. Get the devil out of your penis."
Oh.
And obviously, no. And they would say no, and he said, "Well, haha, it's opposite day." And then he would, you know, perform fellatio on these individuals. And then he would force them harvest cocoa beans for coffee, and you know he's experienced with getting coffee for Pastor Kent, who was a much better teacher than Pastor Ken. But he would try to poison the coffee and send it to Pastor Kent. He'd send all these postmarks addressed to Hamilton, Ontario, and it was truly abhorrent. And then when I went there, all these little boys were servile slaves. They just were so used to saying no that they made it yes, you know, 2 + 1 = 5 type bullshit. And it was disgusting.
That was a very pastorly to say bullshit.
Yes, it upsets me. The abuse of young children at the hands of Tony F. and Kenneth Fishman just really upsets me as a pastor. So I do apologize for cursing.
I was about to cry.
Damn.
It's okay, internet friend. Things will be okay. How are you and Big John Willie doing, by the way?
Oh, you know, please don't talk about that guy.
Wow. I know that
he's
Big John Willie.
We're here for you. It's okay.
Well,
stay strong.
As our show wraps up, I'm going to just play a song out. I know you guys liked the song, it was in the queue of Abba's Home, but unfortunately it's been removed due to Tony App and Kevin Fishman hacking our show. Here is "Come Inside of Me, Jesus."
You came down from the sky, you came down from heaven, nailed upon the cross,
Black Sabbath,
sins of all of us, and I can't wait to time.
God,
see you up in heaven. Spirit is so pure. Sacrifice
no.
Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Deep inside my soul, there's a hunger for your holy name. Took away my sin. You are the King of Kings. For you are King. Singing, praying in the rain. Praying, lift your name. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. The sword of truth, the shield of mercy. And you walk it through the holy kingdom of Jesus,
Jesus
being idealist upon the altar. Jesus, come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me.
I can't stress it anymore. I need to work on it. I need the deep feeling with you.
What?
That was a good song.
Yes, I know. It's a very good song, and I invite you all to stay on for after show if you're on the queue. We're going to discuss some secret and some high secret intelligence on Tony F. and Pastor Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman. But for all who've turned in to this episode of Spiritual Warfare with
Spiritual Warfare,
I truly appreciate you. Amen.
Oh, but yeah.
God shoot ropes.
What was that?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we are off.
Shoot ropes in peace.
We're off air, everybody, so I can take the mask off for a second. yeah. All right. We've got 5110 or 510. Who's that?
Tommy.
And 757 is who?
Ashley.
978. Yeah, well, who's
you?
757?
Oh, it's Jesco.
Oh, Jesco goes stay on. 111, which is obviously internet friend, and 843, which is... The reason why I ask is I don't want Ken to be tuning into this part, but Jesus fucking Christ, what a pussy. What a pussy he was on that last episode of Abba's Home.
I know.
He muted me 3 times for no reason.
Did
and
he
at
say,
the end,
he was in the pissy
say,
mood.
I hope I don't find you? Was he talking to you when he says you better hope I don't find you?
No, he was talking
you?
About Tony Farrar.
Yeah, I think he was thinking about Tony Farrar, but I don't know. It'd be funny if he was thinking about me because
hi,
he's
Jessica,
really
baby.
Sucks, I think.
So far.
Yeah, he's really suspect of me, and I don't know. He's off his fucking rocker. But anyways, we can take this to Discord if anybody wants to join in VC in Discord. Overall, pretty fun. Pretty good episode of Ken. Fun to see him off his rocker. So I'm going to end it,
yeah.
And we can...
Yeah, he's
we can
fat shit.
Discord.
Okay.
But-